And welcome to episode 8 of the How to IT Strategy podcast. I'm Richard Sage, and in this episode, we'll be talking about IT culture and strategy, how to get actionable insight into culture to inform your IT strategy planning and execution. We are probably all aware of the truism that culture eats strategy for breakfast. In this episode, we'll discuss culture in the context of creating a great IT strategy. Why do we care about culture when we are developing an IT strategy? The truism is only partly correct. Whilst culture might eat strategy for breakfast, ingesting a strategy will necessarily change the metabolism of the culture because, one, culture is not a constant. It is also, in reality, not abstract. It is manifested and repeatedly re-manifested every day within an organisation through the stories, language, processes and structures of the organisation. Two, in order to deliver your strategy, you may need to change your IT culture, so you need to understand what it is and where you need it to be. 3. Similarly, in order to deliver your strategy, you may need to impact the wider company culture. There are a whole load of business and academic books and papers that provide different ways of analysing and viewing culture. This episode won't be a discussion of those. The way I think about the culture in the context of creating an IT strategy is that in reality, within an organisation, culture is composite. Different business units, locations and teams often have unique cultures that might have shared attributes. However, our focus is thinking enough about culture to A, inform the IT strategy, and B, ensure its successful execution. Therefore, we should focus on quickly answering just two important questions. Number one, what is the current culture of the IT team? And number two, what is the general culture of the organisation? The Johnson and Scholes culture web is a useful technique to describe both the current and target culture of the IT team. Google it and you'll find many good explanations of it. Using the culture web as a structure to frame our thinking around culture, you can then follow these five simple steps. Number one, use the culture web as a heading structure to list out the current IT culture. Number two, use the culture web as a heading structure to list out the target IT culture. Number three, identify actions required to close the gap between where you want the culture to be and where it currently is, and ensure your strategy addresses these gaps, or your strategy will likely fail. Number four, use the culture web for a third time as a heading structure to list out the general company culture that your strategy will need to be implemented within. Number five, review your strategy and the company culture that you've just defined and identify the potential issues that the current company culture will pose when you try and implement your strategy. There are various ways that you can approach these five steps. In my view, you don't need to overcook it. With an open and honest mindset and a couple of colleagues to bounce off, you could probably crack through these five steps in an afternoon and identify some great insight into your team and your company culture that will both inform your IT strategy and improve the chances of its successful implementation. So that's the end of episode 8. Thank you very much for listening. Please do remember that you can sign up for the upcoming How to IT Strategy course by going to howtoitstrategy.com. Please do consider subscribing to this podcast if you haven't already. It is available on all major podcast platforms. And of course, please do consider subscribing, if you haven't already, to the newsletter, the How To Strategy newsletter, which is available at resage.substack.com. That's resage, resage.substack.com. Thank you very much for listening. I'm from Richard Sage. Goodbye.